This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old.
It is 8:50 Sunday morning. You know what that means. We're going back in time. I picked that song, Johnny, because this week I went to the new Robin restaurant in Maplewood.
Oh, yes.
You should check it out. It's really neat.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Robin in Maplewood?
Yep.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Scott.
Right.
Hey, let's go to the movies. There have been over 50 feature films made in St. Louis in the last 112 years, and dozens of pictures related to our city and state, though they weren't made here. Our first St. Louis film we're going to see today is 1916's The Crisis, promoted as America's greatest love story. It was about a young Civil War-era lawyer, loyal to the Union, and the girl he loves, who is a Confederate sympathizer. Sounds like trouble. It was shot in part in St. Louis and in Glencoe, and based on the Civil War novel The Crisis by Winston Churchill. No, not that Winston Churchill, the American best-selling author of the same name, who was from St. Louis. Our Winston attended Smith Academy on Enright, and the apartment building, incidentally, today at Cabinet and Belt in the West End, named for Winston Churchill, our St. Louis Winston. Well, later I'll reveal the St. Louisan said to be the first leading man of the movies, who was called the king of the movies. He was the most photographed man in the world, promoted as the man whose face is familiar as the man in the moon, but now he's forgotten. Doesn't even have a star in Joe Edwards' St. Louis Walk of Fame, but he does have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Now, we'll talk about him in a couple of minutes. Who is he? The best-known St. Louis movie not filmed here, MGM's nostalgic 1944 classic, Meet Me in St. Louis, based on a book by St. Louis and Sally Benson, and set at the time of our 1904 World's Fair. Hey, it's about growing up in St. Louis, and it's also about the fair. That reminds me, at 10:30 on Tuesday, May 13th, I'll have a free presentation, Growing Up in St. Louis, at the History Museum. One of the guests, Ed Wheatley, is going to talk about kids and sports in the past, and he'll sign his new book, St. Louis to Cooperstown. Oh, the movie Meet Me in St. Louis had its world premiere. That was November 22nd, 1944, at the Lowe's State Theater. That night, the movie's star, Judy Garland, had a close call having dinner at a home on Hortense Place in the Central West End. The ceiling and the chandelier fell down right on the dining room table, but nobody got hurt. Another St. Louis-themed musical movie that wasn't made here, St. Louis Blues, had its world premiere at the Fox, April 10th of 58. It was a benefit for the St. Louis Variety Club, with tickets going at $1.25 each. It was a fiction mixed with fact story of W.C. Handy, who wrote the song The St. Louis Blues, and that Handy was called the creator of rhythm and blues. Probably not true. It starred Nat King Cole, Pearl Bailey, Cab Calloway, Eartha Kitt, Ella Fitzgerald, music by Nelson Riddle, and performing here at the world premiere, Nat King Cole, Pearl Bailey, and Nelson Riddle's Orchestra. Boy, I'll tell you, two guys told me there's another St. Louis Blues, Bob Frederick and Gary Barr of Frederick Roofing. That was founded in 1929. They remember the 1929 early sound movie, St. Louis Blues, with blues singer Bessie Smith, not made here, world premiere in New York City. A top made in St. Louis movie is John Carpenter's 1981 future tense thriller, Escape from New York, with Kurt Russell and Ernest Borgnine. It was about that city, but filmed in our city. Well, I'll tell you, two of the movie locations were in rough shape, Union Station and the Fox Theater. And thanks to host Hack Ulrich I got to talk and meet with Ernest Borgnine at dinner at the Tenderloin Room, where he really lamented the run-down condition of our city. Hack, who was on a first-name basis with more movie stars than anyone else in our town ever, retired in 1986. He worked at the Chase for 50 years. The St. Louis silver screen star I mentioned earlier, who was he? Well, he was the king, all right. He was a CBC grad. That's when the school was on Easton Avenue. He was in 300 movies between 1909 and 1947, wrote 18 screenplays, directed 45 movies. Sad to say, though, his career, his life were ruined by alcoholism. Our fallen star is King Baggett, whose full name was William King Baggett. His family lived in Union Avenue. Last week, Channel 9 had King Baggett in a Living St. Louis segment on silent movies with King Baggett's biggest fan, Tom Stockman of St. Louis. Charles Guggenheim, a St. Louisan, was nominated several times for Academy Awards. He won four. His 1959 movie, The Great St. Louis Bank Robbery with Steve McQueen, offers a good look at our town at that time. But his most watched film, Guggenheim that is his 1967 production, Monument to the Dream, an American Academy Award nominee. It's been playing at the Gateway Arch every hour for 58 years. A St. Louis movie to consider is Delirium, which the best part of the film is giving us a look at St. Louis in 1979. Much like what was done for many years on Peter Parisi's TV series, Worldwide Magazine. One of the backers of Delirium was, of all people, Mark Cusimano, who had been the head of Kimmel's. Next Sunday, we visit the 1950s, and at 10:30 this Tuesday at Oasis, that's in the center of Clayton, by Clayton High, I'll have a program called Crime Time, the cases and the characters, on which we'll have former Post-Dispatch reporter Tim O'Neill, who wrote the book St. Louis Mobs, Mayhem, and Murder. For a reservation, email stloasisnet.org or just show up.